Okay, it is September 11th, it's Saturday, and talking with Randy Biscuit Turner, ex-member of the Big Boys, currently a member of Swine King. Randy.
Yeah.
Alright, tell me about yourself, your age, when you were born, where you grew up, your childhood, school, etc., and how you got to Austin.
Well, I was born 1,000 years ago in November of 48. That's only a few years after World War II, think about that. Up in a little bitty tiny town up in East Texas called Gladewater, G-L-A-D-E-W-A-T-E-R. That's about as pretty as the name is. It's a beautiful East Texas country area. And grew up there, and it was totally East Texas cornbread, you know, redneck roots and stuff that I grew up in. And went to college a few years and, you know, had some art study classes and got a music scholarship to college, and you know, and that was in like a choir and stuff like that. So I learned a lot musically when I was young, and did a lot of, you know, solos and competition and church and all that mess when I was young. So I got my feet under me a little bit when I was young about, you know, being on stage and stuff. And I moved to Austin in 1970, and I've lived here, gosh, almost 30 years, and done really well here, had a wonderful life here so far, and just feel like I've got my roots under me now, and done a lot of stuff with plays, and been in musicals here, and been the art and costume director for at least 10 different shows, plays here in town, been in 3 great bands, and been in like 3 or 4 or 5 different little, you know, offshoot organizations of music for one night things, and hoot nights that we threw, and I've got a great poetry show that I've done for years, and opened for Lydia Lunch twice, and did shows with X-Scene from X, so probably 3 times around the state, and flew to Kansas City for a big art show and poetry show up there. So got a lot of stuff going on. Do a lot of artwork, a lot of 3-dimensional crazy sculptures and hot glue gun nightmares, and had great art shows, must have had 10 art shows in my time here, and don't really give a hoot if I sell any of them or not. I've given about 75 of them away and sold 3, and I wish I had those back, but it's so cool, and I really do enjoy it. It's total therapy for me, and they're like nutty. I build figures and get dolls and build crazy situations and build real bright psychedelic borders around them, and people say they really like them, and it makes me feel real good because people leave my art show being happy because it's like totally looking through a kaleidoscope or something and all the color and stuff. So it's cool. And so I do real good. Been working at the same crazy job of t-shirt factory dash poster shop, poster distributor place for about, God, over 10 years, and has provided me with a great life here. I'm within 2 months of paying my house off. I have a wonderful, beautiful truck, a fucking badass 86 Camaro hot rod, doing a bunch of cool stuff. Right now I'm in a small local movie. I had another part in Love in a 45, that movie from TriStar Pictures. I did the sets on a couple of movies in the last year. And so, man, I just stay busy as I can be. It's just so insane. I do not have enough time to get all the fun stuff done in my life. But I sure do try.
How did you get into art?
By being born, I guess, because I can remember all the way from, like, literally kindergarten on, making funny, weird artwork, and my mother encouraging me when I was really young, because she had artistic talent, and she would always, like, you know, keep us in crayons and keep us in scissors and kid scissors and stuff, and she was real good, and I always, you know, grew up just poor as a rat, so we didn't have much of anything, but we had fun art sessions when I was growing up, and my mother would just like, okay, the kids are bored, let's make some fruit pies and draw art, and I've been that way ever since I was a tiny child, like, you know, having things that I remember as artistically fun in the 3rd grade, the 6th grade, all the way on to the current breath in my body right now. I feel like I've been doing stuff, you know. And it's a lot of fun. It's just part of me that's come out. I mean, I made clothes when I was a mod kid in the 60s. I made my own bell bottoms, you know, and, you know, I had like a John Lennon outfit that I made. And then in the 70s, I had a horrific disco outfit that I made. Because, you know, I mean, I've sewn costumes and I can do all, I can I can make stuff with a hot glue gun.
So where did the nickname Biscuit come from?
Oh, people always ask me that.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, and it's so stupid. But just what happened was about 1972 or something, I was with a bunch of friends and we were partying down, you know, and I had a chef's hat and I dyed it yellow. So it was real bright, big yellow, and I wore it like at parties because it was just a floppy hat. It was actually pretty cool because I thought it was a pretty cool looking hat, but it was a chef's hat. And this guy started calling me Biscuit, and it stuck from then because he called me Biscuit and always called me that. And it just sort of stuck from there. And I know that's just trash as far as anybody getting a nickname, but it's cool as hell because my father grew up with the nickname Cornbread ever since he was a tiny child. So there were some cornbread and some biscuits in the family.
There's a connection there.
There's something happened. It had to be. And he was just cool as heck, so I feel honored, you know. That's really the way that happened, which is weird. And, of course, I think everybody knows me more so by Biscuit than Randy or Randall, my real name, you know. And that's okay. What the fuck? You know, it's just a set of letters together that make a grunt sound, and I respond like a dog. So it's okay.
That's like when I called up I called up Planet K and the girl was like, Trisket? What? And I was like, no, Randy. She's like, I thought he said Trisket. I could hear her in the background and stuff talking to you. And I was like laughing my ass off.
Yeah, it's so funny. And across America as far as being in, you know, we traveled and all that, my name was out there. And there's a bunch more Biscuits, you know. There's that Hungry Chuck Biscuits, great, great drummer that's been around forever. And a girl group here in town came to my birthday last year, and there were banners everywhere. They named their band Biscuit. I just found that out the other day because I saw Biscuit in the paper, and I was going, what is this? And my friend called me and said, are you playing? I went, no. And she found out, called me back. It's some girls that were friends of friends that came to my birthday party, which was about the only birthday party I've ever had. But they called their band Biscuit, and God knows that makes me feel cool as heck. And there was a black rap guy from the Bay Area around San Francisco whose name was Biscuit, and he put out some pretty cool records from what I remember hearing a little bit. So go, man, go. I'm not the only Biscuit in the world.
So tell us about your car fetish and the other hobbies that you have right now.
Well, I live in a really crazy house. I try to consider it a Goodwill museum, and it is chock full. It's like inch to inch to inch to inch on all walls of, like, I have a huge smiley face section with probably over 100 different ugly nightmare smiley face items.
Is that the guest bedroom?
It's actually in the living room on some big Art Deco shelves that I got at a cheap shelf place here in town. I've got about 200 boomerang ashtrays that I've collected through the years, a wall of robots, so 1,000 Hot Wheels, Christmas lights, 40 Christmas light strings in my den to where when you turn it on at night, it's like constellations. The yard has huge art sculptures out in the yard and all around, and my neighbors are always walking by going, God, what is next, you know? And then I make something else weirder to confuse them.
you have like barbecues and stuff though, right?
Yeah, I've had some big parties here, and too hot in the summer, but in the fall and the spring, it's really nice. And I've got a good yard that's got some good sitting areas, you know, and some big old fat elm and oak trees and stuff. And so it's pretty cool. My favorite place in my life is to come home to my house and relax here. You know, those horrible paintings from the 60s, the kids with the big eyes, I'm looking at 15 of those right now, all in a big group on the wall. In the living room is like, 75 different ridiculous vases and stuff from the 50s and 40s. And I've got, you know, 50 pieces of Pee Wee Herman stuff in one area, you know. So I live in a total whacked out museum, which is so fun. It's like I sometimes sit here and go, oh my God, you fool, look at all this shit. And I have a garage that is packed right flat to the door. If you open the door up, you have to, like, it's a solid wall of boxes of ridiculous clothing, magazine racks from the 50s, coffee tables and stuff, because I think I'm going to open up a store someday. I've collected all this stuff, and I mean, if I died today, people are going to kill me at all the crap I'm going to leave behind.
They have a museum there.
But it's good stuff. And I mean, you know, I've got gobs of, like, you know, 200 necklaces of every kind of hippie, rhinestone, Beatles, every kind of imaginary assortment of jewelry and stuff that I've collected through the years. A big fat string of those plastic go-go rings that I bet you there's 200. 100 on there that I started collecting in 1970, you know, so a bunch of stupid shit. So I live in a really cool place, which is almost paid off, yay. So I live in a great home, have a pretty cool job, a lot of cool friends, people to inspire me art-wise, neighbors that are wonderful friends in every direction around me, artists, a city full of artists that all I need to do is just get on the phone and you start yakking with any of them and we just go crazy at what is our next venture to come, you know. And there's a lot of people here that are doing really cool stuff. And I see Gibby from the Butthole Surfers every once in a while. I see people that played in the Dicks. I see them every month as I go see their band called Punkaroo, which is some of the people that are in Swine King play in that band also. And it's P-U-N-K-E-R-O-O, Punkaroo. And they're just like totally, you know, good punk rock music, good, really melodic, fun stuff. You know, it makes you feel good. So I'm glad to know them still. And, you know, see lots of my old buddies around Austin all the time. So it's good. It's real good. It's a great city. It's changed and it's, you know, it's a lot of it. It's grown, plus hell, it's about 1 million people down here now, whereas it used to be only 400,000 when I moved here, so it's a lot of traffic, a lot of crap, a lot of crime, but still lots of art and fun stuff, you know. The seat of the government, the University of Texas, all of that stuff is just makes Austin as crazy as it is, so it's cool.
Yeah, I noticed that when I came down that there's a lot more business and stuff bobbing up, and they've done a lot of construction and stuff, as when I lived there, like, back in, I don't know, I lived there for like 6 years, but I moved when I was probably, I don't know, I moved in about 92 or 93, and there's a lot of stuff going on. A
lot of blood-sucking ticks is what it is. But their suburbs are just hideous now. You know what I mean? All the way out west, out into the hills, you know, 40, 50 miles, it is just suburbia out there. And so, whatever, you can't stop that progress. It's cool.